from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
We're at the Amerant Bank Arena. Game 5 tonight. Crowder's in Cooperstown, New York.
Yeah.
And if you think you have a bad travel schedule, Will Manso sitting down with us. You think you have a bad travel schedule. What time are you leaving for the airport tonight, Crowder?
2:30 a.m.
Ooh. Man, are you flying out of Albany? Where are you flying out of?
We're flying out of Albany, so we have an hour, 40-minute drive. The flight's at 6:10 or something like that. So, man, it is something. It's not very fun. And
I did that.
I have a 12- and 11-year-old with me.
Oof. I did that when I went to Cooperstown to see Mike Piazza and Duck, and I went through Albany. So I know that route and the drive.
Hey, did you have a ball in Cooperstown with all the fun going on?
it's not exactly Miami. I don't think the Celtics are going to Cooperstown to party, put it that way.
Crowder's got an Airbnb there that doesn't have cable. All they have is a DVD player.
Doesn't surprise me.
Yeah, I'm blown away by this.
It's in the woods. I honestly, no joke, I just heard a gunshot during the break. Because somebody's hunting. Somebody's out there hunting deer right now.
Anyway, Will Manso is sitting down with me here at the Amerant Bank Arena in beautiful Sunrise, Florida. And Will, we know, because we had him on last week, had his travel nightmare getting to Edmonton, and then they lost his luggage, and he bought a My Cousin Vinny suit when he was in Edmonton, and because he had to go to the secondhand store because the other store had the flu, if you remember from My Cousin Vinny, the entire store had the flu. But I was just asking him, I was saying to Crowder and Solana during the last segment, like, so if the Panthers lose tonight, we obviously hope that they don't, will you? I guess you have to. You have to hop on a plane.
I have a 3:00 flight tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
Connecting through Minneapolis, maybe, and getting me into Edmonton tomorrow late night.
Because if you were there Saturday, it'd be crazy for you guys cover game 6.
We also have the game, so we have pregame shows I have to do live. So I have to be there. And obviously, if they didn't win here, won there, then the postgame show is going to be an hour or two of celebration. So
what's going to happen tonight on Local 10? Obviously, you guys have a pregame. If there's a... And I'm guessing Clay will be here tonight?
Yeah, I think he's already in the building.
Yeah.
So the plan is this. ABC, for those that have watched the Stanley Cup, obviously every player gets the cup, gets his time on the ice. The whole process from the end of game to the team taking the team picture with the cup where everyone skated with it is about 30 to 40 minutes. So ABC stays on coverage for 30, 40 minutes. You will not see any local news. You're going to see all that coverage. The second they take the team picture, we can go on the ice then and start interviewing players, and then that's when Local 10 picks up the coverage, and we'll go on, I mean, pretty much until we get tired.
Local 10 tonight, Will, there won't be any news.
No,
it'll be all post-game coverage.
When I tell you, I saw the email before I got here, we have 11 crews stationed all around South Florida, three here, a couple at the watch party, and then we have the on the ready to go any celebration where they print the shirts. I mean, everywhere that you can imagine that's Panther related, we've got a crew tonight.
So, Lana, where do we have crews stationed tonight for the radio station, just in case they win the cup?
All over. So we actually have Jimmy, who's in Rome right now.
Jimmy's in Europe.
Right, okay. Just in case there's any big celebration at the Trevi Fountain, Will.
Right.
I have somebody posted outside of Super Wheels in Kendall, just in case, because, I mean, you know, there's no hockey rink, but there is a rollerblading rink.
Could get crazy.
Very similar.
Very similar.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Same idea.
Right.
Cooperstown.
And we've got coverage in Cooperstown.
And Albany.
Right.
In between.
What? Yeah.
Tree, where you'll be on a golf course tonight, right? Like,
Tree's here till 4 in the morning.
You'll be in a FedEx truck. Yeah. And I don't know if it's the best use of our resources, but this is what we plan, and we're sticking with it.
I like it. Full team coverage.
I don't want to jinx us, Will. Is there a plan A and plan B? Because if they win, you have 11 crews. If they lose, is there still 11 crews?
If they lose, everybody goes home except me and Clay. me and Clay fill a half-hour news. Because the thing is, if they lose, it's just Sean McDonough saying, and the Panthers lose, there's going to be a Game 6 ABC. Thanks for watching. And we do a half-hour newscast. If they win, it's so. I mean, I would guess if they win, we'll be on the air till 1 a.m. at least. You know, I maybe even.
Yeah, longer. No one's going to want to go to sleep. I mean, first cup ever. What do you think happens tonight? What do you think?
The selfish side of me, obviously, A, being a fan, and B, not wanting to go to Edmonton, wants them to win, obviously. But I do think they win. I know people get panicky because it was so bad last game, 8-1. I get it. It looked terrible. Everything looked bad. But did you forget the previous three games or the six-game winning streak the Panthers have been on, or the fact that they blew through Tampa, Boston, New York, and then they win the first three against this team? I still feel as confident as I did before the game. I will say this. I had the Panthers in five before the series, and I think a lot of people did, which means they had to lose somewhere. And if you're going to lose, who cares if you lose 2-1 or 8-1? The Edmonton Oilers are an explosive team. Everything went well the other day. Bob didn't see the puck well. The defense was terrible. I can't imagine that happens again. I do think, though, that it's a one-goal game in the third period tonight either way. I mean, I think it's going to be close. But I think the Panthers win on home ice and celebrate tonight. I really do.
And, Will, that was my fear watching it. Like, and I hope it's what you said. The Panthers had a bad game. But it also looked like that the Oilers figured a little something out offensively because they were on 3-on-2, 2-on-1. Yeah. Bob was wide open shots. Like, there's nothing to that where the Oilers might have something they figured out.
I mean, schematically, I'm sure there's something that Paul Maurice saw and the players saw that they need to figure out. You know, and he decided to go with Lomberg today. Lomberg's going to be back. And, you know, and he's probably going to tweak a few things. But I don't think you could overreact because – the Oilers didn't all of a sudden get fast. I mean, they've skated fast this whole series, and that's the thing. They were down 3-0, but they didn't play particularly bad. I mean, they were in games. You could see the speed of Connor McDavid. They just weren't finding the net, and that happens sometimes. And then an explosion like that happens. You say, oh, well, that's the Oilers team we thought we were going to see. But they've looked fast all series. The only difference is maybe the Panthers were a little tight last game. Paul Maurice talked about it after. The whole idea that you're playing in a clinching game, that you could win the Stanley Cup, I don't care what you are, who you are, how long you've been, you're human. And that tension probably was a little much for them, but they went through it, and now they kind of know how to react to it tonight, especially home ice. So I don't think you'll see anything different schematically. I think you'll see the same Panthers team that wants to dictate the style and pace and win this game.
Yeah, the only thing that makes me a little bit nervous is, does a game like Saturday night knock Sergei Bobrovsky off his game a little bit, because his postseason has been so good? And again, not that he gave up all eight goals, and not even that the five were his fault, but at some point, like, you can't play that kind of goalie for the rest of your life, mm-hmm. for an entire season. Like, at some point, you something happens.
Yeah,
you're super hot, and I just wonder if Saturday night knocked something out of him.
It may have. And look, he's not going to give up, I don't think, 5-8 goals tonight. He gave up 5 the other day before getting pulled. Not all were his fault. Defense was terrible. A lot of high danger shots. But I will say this. I don't think Stuart Skinner is going to be as good as he was the other day. So I think there's a balance. Skinner was the question mark going in. He was phenomenal the other day. He really was. I mean, that one save he made over Hagee changed the game. It would have been 2-2 at that point. And I think the Panthers would have grabbed that momentum. Who knows what happens? So yeah, maybe Bob slipped a bit and he balances back up and he's not going to be shutout Bob. But I still think he'll be good Bob. And I think Skinner comes down a notch, and all of a sudden, again, I think that's where you have a 2-1, 2-2, 3-2 game in the third period, and the Panthers are built to finish in third periods. I think that's where they're at their best.
And Will, the redemption towel that's out tonight is all six of us. And
I love that.
That's what the Panthers, you know, kind of playing off everybody disrespecting the Panthers, disrespecting Amber Bank Arena. You've had two games in Sunrise, then two games in Edmonton. Do we compete with those quote-unquote hockey towns?
I will say this. Look, the fans in the arena, the passion in the arena, to me, was all the same. Like, I don't really – and I say that about – like, I cover the Heat extensively, obviously. When I'm at Heat games, I love the crowd there. But, I mean, the games in Boston are just as exciting and loud. I mean, when you go to a packed arena in the playoffs in these sports, the crowds are great. The question is, you know, the passion around it. Look, in Edmonton, they had probably 15, 20,000 people outside. I mean, they had – it was crazy because that's – you think Cooperstown, I mean, Edmonton, there's nothing to do there. That's all Oilers country. Here it's a little different. You still have the passion. I think there are people out there that are growing with hockey, but the real passionate fans are going to be in the building tonight over at War Memorial at the watch party. To me, it's all the same atmosphere, Channing. The fans are into it. They love it. They're passionate. Sure, they have more fans. They have more history. I get it. But the fans in Sunrise were just as loud and just as great as the fans in Edmonton inside that arena.
Let's, before you have to go, and you can watch Will on Local 10, let's bring up a topic that I don't want to bring up, but these Celtics, let me tell you something. Sure. These Celtics, what a fraudulent team. I believe there should be an asterisk by this championship. They, you know, ride through a regular season that no one cares about, let's be honest. And then all of a sudden you're facing a depleted Heat team. And, I mean, the entire East is depleted. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden Luka and Kyrie don't show up for the finals. No one knows why. Explain to us why our eyes are deceiving us, that Boston really isn't very good.
Boston's good, and I hate.
Well,
say
I tried. Solana. And they were. I tried to lead the witness there.
They had the Heat, and other teams had every opportunity. And granted, I know that you know the Blazers situation with Joe Cronin and all this stuff. The Celtics were gifted two star level players. One, an incredible defensive player, and Porzingis, when healthy, an incredible offensive player. They were gifted these two players on a team that was already championship caliber. They go out, they win 64 games. They don't have significant health issues. And they were the best team all season long. I hate to say it, but they deserve to be the champs. Now, what that shows you is that's why every offseason you have to attack it aggressively. You can't go, and I say this to the Heat, you can't go with the run it back theory, because even if you run it back with a championship caliber team, other teams are not running it back. Other teams are improving. So even Jimmy Butler at his best, and if Terry Rozier after that trade, I give them credit, they made the move, is at his best. That Celtics team was going to be tough to beat. Would I have loved to have seen a full-strength Heat there in that first round? Of course. But you can't play around. What's that meme where the guys, like, you mess around and find out that deal? You can't mess around with the regular season. And to the Celtics' credit, they didn't. And you know what they found out? They found out that if you keep your team and your nucleus together and you win and you get that one seed, you're an advantage over everyone. And they took advantage. And, yeah, other teams were depleted. But you're not going to – you don't think we'd be celebrating a Heat championship right now if their entire path was three or four teams that are all banged up?
Well, that's completely different. Will. I don't even know why.
I'd be getting ready for the parade right now.
Of course, that's completely different.
Will, should the Heat put up a banner because four of the last title teams knocked them out of the postseason in the past five seasons?
I don't know if Pat and the organization is going to think banner material. Huh. But I think if anything, it shows them, like, hey, we're not far. I mean, they've been to two of the last, what, five. I mean, they're not far from being a championship team. But there is some tweaking and some additions that need to happen. And I think they need to happen this offseason because Celtics are good and other teams are going to keep
doing
the
same. Is this Celtics team, though, that good? I mean, what a silly day to be doing this.
After they win the championship.
Yeah, they win their 18th title.
But they're comparing them. Will Hawk's right. They're comparing them now to, like, the classic Bird and McHale teams. And they're putting them up there with the Golden State Warriors because they won 60-plus games. They're one of the only teams to win 80 games. One of only 13 teams in the NBA history to win 80 games total in a season. Like, they're not a legacy team.
No, they're not. And I will say this, to your point too, Solana, I mean, the league is different. And whether you like it or not, the league is different. Teams don't care as much about the regular season. Players take a lot of time off. The Celtics, to their credit, used that to their advantage. They won 64 games. And then they go in and they play all these depleted teams in the playoffs. But you can't apologize for that. You can't feel bad for it. But I do think it keeps them out of that upper echelon because those teams you just mentioned, the 80s, I mean, Patrick Ewing wasn't taking days off. Those Bulls teams weren't taking days off. Larry Bird wasn't, you know, he had back issues and stuff at the end of his career, but he wasn't taking days off. They played. So every night you played the best. Now, the level of competition, certainly the athletes now are different than they were in the 80s. But again, the Celtics played to the system and they played it right. And they shouldn't apologize to anybody. They won a championship and I give them credit. And I wish it was the Heat.
And Will, with Jaylen Brown winning the MVP, we only see Jason Tatum. It's him screaming. It's him with the camera underneath him when yeah. he's yelling out weird stuff, the whole celebration. Jaylen Brown, to me, looks like a better player when I watch him on both sides of the court, but Jason Tatum gets all the love. Why is that?
Well, Jason Kidd said it, right? He said the best player on the Celtics is Jaylen Brown. I think you're starting to see why. I think Jason Tatum's a phenomenal scorer. I think he's, you know, you see what he's done in the league. He's a great player. I mean, it's not like you're going to sit there and say he's not good. But Jaylen Brown stepped up, man, he rose to the occasion. And to Tatum's credit, too, look, he didn't shoot the ball well. Was it 39% in the finals? But he rebounded well. He facilitated well. He had a career-high assist in a playoff. He played well, but he didn't play as well as Jaylen Brown. I think what it shows more than anything is that when people were a few years ago complaining about Jaylen Brown getting $300 million, saying, what the hell are the Celtics doing? Well, guess what? They were smart. He was worth every penny. Every penny and then some because he helped them win a championship.
Peyton Pritchard was better than Jason Tatum, let's be honest.
You want to start that agenda, Hawk?
I want to start the agenda that if I was picking a team right now, if I was building a team and I could pick anyone off the yeah. Celtics, probably Pritchard, then Jaylen Brown.
How about this Tatum. Agenda, just for you, Hawk? The Heat have more titles than the Celtics since Czechoslovakia existed. Once Czechoslovakia went out,
that is correct.
That was it.
That
the Heat have
correct.
More titles post-Czechoslovakia.
Really, that is, according to Solana, pretty much anything beyond World War II.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Well, I think really... maybe the Cold War. I don't know about World War II.
Well, Solana said World War II, that anything that happened after World War II, that's kind of the line of demarcation, right, Solana?
Yeah, like when that happened, 1776, right? Yeah.
That was, of course,
the classic battle.
Revolutionary War.
Yes, of course.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the Celtics were terrible back then. It was all Heat back then.
Right. If anybody from Boston is listening, I apologize. Because obviously we have an agenda. And we happen to be, if you just listen to us, we happen to be idiots on top of all that. So
we got to eat crow. We got to suck it up and take it. As a fan base, as the Heat fan base, we have to take it. They weren't good enough to be the Celtics were. Life goes on. Erase this from your memory.
But Kyrie and Luka really did not show up.
I mean, I think Luka was banged up. I think Kyrie just was bad. I mean,
he was bad.
Yeah, he was bad. And it happens, even to the best of them. And Luka, I think, was banged up. I think he just couldn't carry them. And we talked about the other day about their role players just didn't do anything. Celtics were better.
I mean, they should have gone to Tim Hardaway Jr. earlier. I've been saying this since game one. And
that
James, What's that?
That was the difference.
Derrick Jones Jr., he forgot how to play basketball. I don't know what's going on there.
It's Jokic's fault, though, right? I mean, they lost to Denver.
Yeah.
Jamal Murray and Jokic should have won that series.
Well, Jokic wanted to be out. He wanted to be out with his family and dancing. You know, he wanted to be back home in Serbia. He didn't care. I think at that point he had his title, and he's like off in a horse somewhere.
Now, does Serbia still exist?
Horse and buggy. Let's check that one out, man. The Eastern European knowledge.
With the check.
Yeah, check it out. Check it out.
Hey.
Eastern European major, anyway, Mark Hochman.
Will Manso, watch him on Local 10. When's your first hit tonight in the 4 o'clock hour?
4:02 lead story, and then our show is 7:30. We got Randy Moeller around. We have Janice outside with the fans. We got Clay inside. I'll be here. It's going to be a great show. Let's just hope it's a great post-game show.
Let's hope it's a great post-game show, for real. All right, Will Manso, you can watch him in 10 minutes. You'll be live on Local 10?
Live Local 10.
You go live. You don't tape this
stuff.
Doing
it live right over there.
They're doing it live.
They're doing it live right over there.
All right. Watch them on Local 10. There's Will Manso. Have a good broadcast tonight. Have a good night tonight, and hopefully no travel back to Edmonton. That would be terrible. Would Giselle be going again?
So we'll go the following day. Yeah, she's going for NBC6 the following day.
Cugno and Goldie, they'd be going.
I believe. Yeah, no. Cugno would be going. Moser would be going. It would be the same crew.
You got
to commit to it. And on top of that, every game from now on in the series is a clinching game,
right?
Regardless, you know.
Yeah.
So hopefully it's tonight.
Hopefully it is tonight in Sunrise. Thank you, Will.
You got it, guys.
Will Manso.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.